Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, beloved ones. How are you today? I am Minister James Browning, and this is the Holistic Ministry Show, and I'm broadcasting live today from hot Phoenix, Arizona. Although we got a little overcast today, but man, it has been smoking out here. We got 118 degree temperature this week, and I mean, it was so hot, it take your breath away. I don't know how many of you have experienced 118 degree weather, 119 degree weather, but it gets really serious when it gets that hot, brother. Once, you know, I'm telling you, it ain't no joke. But you know what? I'm just praising the Lord and pressing on, you know, because and grateful for whatever shows up. But we can't change the weather. The only thing we can do is and deal with it. So every day, as I said, I'm blessed and highly favored even to be alive. And I hope you're feeling the same way. Okay? So we got an exciting show today. We're going to talk about some things that are really important, some things that I have really been inspired by this week. And just want to share with you and want to see what Spirit will allow to come through. So we're going to do prayer now so we can open up the channels and so that I can allow the vessel of God to flow through me so I can share with you, beloved ones. Okay, so Mother, Father, God, we give gratitude and thanks this morning for this afternoon for another day of life. We're just grateful that you allowed us to make it another week and that you kept us safe and kept us out of harm's way. So we ask you to continue to guide us, continue to give us wisdom, and continue to give us knowledge, knowing that we are ascending to higher states of consciousness, that we will continually going forward with your divine protection and divine love. We give praises for all that you do and all that is allowed to show up because we know that it is all in divine order. So we do not question. We change the things we can and accept the things that we cannot change because we know that it's all working out for our highest good. And we know that, God, you would not allow us to have any experiences in our lives without being growth. So we are just grateful and we thank you. This morning, we give the special blessings for our country today. America is in trouble. America needs healing. So, God, we ask you to heal the nation, to heal the leaders in this country, and to give us guidance and give them guidance to be able to make wise decisions that will be of an uplifting for society and for humanity as a whole, knowing that we are all connected here, one. We are all the source. We are connected to each other, and that it is so important that we continue to excel and grow together as one. So we say thank you, God, for allowing it to be. We ask you, God, to bring us a message today. Allow me to be able to be a vessel and to give information and knowledge to my beloved listening ones, all those out in the radio audience there, that they be specially touched and blessed and be inspired to do things and take life to a higher level. We thank you. We are so, so grateful for that. Okay? Thank you, beloved ones. We're just grateful for God's love and God keeping us safe and keep bringing us back here each week. You know, you got to be grateful, beloved ones, because there's so much going on out here today on the planet that if you're not full of gratitude that you made it another day, I don't know what to say, okay? But anyway, it's wonderful. It's wonderful that you made it another week. So I'm grateful for that for you because things are shifting and things are changing. And we are, and great, in some ways, it's shifting and changing in a good way because consciously we are moving out of this three-dimensional a world we're finding ourselves in, ascending toward that higher fifth dimensional consciousness. We know that it's happening, it's taking place, and we have some challenges to go before we can get there, but we do know that we are ascending toward that higher state of consciousness. Irregardless of what we see going on around us and what we are feeling, we know that it's for our highest good, and we know that it is all good and everything is in divine order. So we say thank you for that, beloved ones. We're just so grateful. And you know that each one of you should be grateful because you are children of God, and you are that energy. You are one with God, so God will always be here. So regardless of what you're seeing and what you're experiencing, just understand that the God force is with you at all times, beloved one. Have no fear, okay? So all my old listeners, I thank you so wonderfully much because you guys keep me motivated. When I see your number or see you in the computer, it just inspires me knowing that you are there. And you guys have no idea how much that feel for support doing what I work because, you know, I don't get a chance to talk to you guys while I'm doing the show. But knowing that people who continuously come every week and show up, that help keeps me encouraged and help keeps me going forward. You know, we all need a little motivation. I know this is my duty and my purpose, and this is the reason I'm here. But knowing that you're here with me helps a lot, okay? So keep showing up, okay? Now, for all my new listeners, I want to welcome you to the show, and I'm grateful that you showed up, and I'm glad that you just took time out of your schedule today to tune in, and I'm grateful for you. But I always have to do a disclaimer for my new listeners because a lot of people see a ministry program and they just assume that it's one way. Okay, beloved one, this is not a traditional church service. Okay, we are a new age metaphysical ministry and we do not apologize for that. I just want to inform you of who we are so you can make your own choices. But if you decide to stick around, I think you will be informed, and we will bring you some information. So that's all good. Okay, so today's talk. Wow. What type of legacy will you leave behind? What type of legacy will you leave behind? What will people say about you when you make your transition? You know, life is interesting, beloved ones, and what we do between birth and death is very, very important, okay? It is it's quite interesting. So I say, will you just be an average person taking up space, or will you make a difference in society and your family? You know, it's very important what you do because you have a choice as to what you do in between birth and death, beloved ones, or so-called death. No such thing as dying anyway, between birth and transition, okay? So that is important. And always, beloved ones, you have the power to make decisions. You are made in the image of God. And I cannot overemphasize that because that's going to be key for you to have full understanding about your power, that you are made in the image of God. And I'm not talking about going and looking in the mirror and say, wow, God is this good-looking creature. No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying your spiritual DNA is the essence of God. You know, God is in you, just like the wave is in the ocean, beloved ones. So you are here. And that we were all created with greatness inside of us because we are gods and goddesses. So we have greatness. Now, what we do with it is a totally different deal, but we were all born with greatness. We all have a divine purpose. You know, we have a divine purpose for our lives. We come here, of course, to evolve as a spirit and our own personal spiritual growth, but we also come here with a purpose to help serve humanity, beloved ones. You are here to be a servant for humanity. You are God's eyes, ears, feet. God used people to make changes, to do things on the planet. And you are one of those if you allow yourself to be open and receptive to doing the work of God. Okay? And you don't have to have a major ministry. You don't have to be a anything. But God can use you. He used ordinary people to do extraordinary things. Okay? Ordinary people do extraordinary things. I think about George Floyd. Look how much changes that brother brought about on the planet. Just being who he was. He was average. But God used him to do something spectacular. He brought us together on a way that we were not conscious of the way that we should be. A whole nation has come and shifted and changed behind that brother's sacrifice. Okay? So you can be used in any way. So never think that that God cannot use you or you cannot do something significant in the world. Okay? You can. You really, really can. I've been very inspired this week, beloved ones, by observing the homegoing service and celebration of beloved John Lewis. I don't know how many of you have tuned in and saw the complete service the last couple of days and how much this brother was respected and admired and what he did, the sacrifices he did, you know, and how he was able to help bring about a better life for especially African Americans in this country, but not for only African Americans, for all people. He fought for gay rights and all types of rights. This brother was exceptionally a freedom fighter for right. He understood his purpose and understood his reasoning of why he was here to do what he did, and he did it very well. How many of us today would make the sacrifices he made by putting his body on the line? This brother not only gave his energy and his spirit to his cause, but he put his physical body on the line for us, beloved ones, to help make us a better people. He made that sacrifice. You know, it's not that many beings that's willing to come here and sacrifice their physical bodies for change. Thank God there are some highly elevated beings who have done that and made that ultimate sacrifice. So this brother was phenomenal. And I guess, you know, for some of your younger ones, you may not quite understand, and you know, but I lived in that era, painted in quite a few civil rights marches and protests, you know, in my life, and I'm grateful that I was able to get out there and to be able to give my energy toward that cause. And so probably a lot of you out there too, especially if you're in the fourth quarter of your life, you have been out there on the battle line during the civil rights era. And a lot of you have been out there with the new struggle going on and a new conscious awareness of police brutality and all that. So I'm not saying the old folks are the only one. Young folks are really putting it up out there, and they are taking it, and they are taking it to the streets. And I'm so proud of you that you're standing up for justice and moving forward, that you're doing that. Now, I grew up in Southern Virginia. Now, I love Virginia. It's a beautiful place, and right now I'm living in Phoenix, but I do intend to have a home in Virginia Beach as well very shortly. But so I love Virginia, and I grew up in Virginia as a kid on a farm. So when I grew up in Virginia, beloved ones, I personally experienced Jim Crow. Now, to some of you young folks, what the heck is Jim Crow? Well, Jim Crow was an era in which we went through in this country where black people and white people were not allowed to use the same facilities just because of the color of their skin. Can you imagine? Can you imagine having to go to a separate restroom and go to a different? I remember as a kid, I went into the bus station in Charlottesville, Virginia. I must have been much more than 5 years old, maybe 6 years old. But I remember very vivid in my mind because I was with my grandmother at the time. And I remember that the part for the bus station where African Americans stayed were dark and gloomy. And then the side where for Caucasian people, it was bright and lights and everything. And I just wanted to go there. My grandmother would grab me by the hand and say, no, this is where you have to be. This is where you need to do. So that's, you know, I know we have trans above that, but that is the memory that I have in Jim Crow. Okay. So beloved ones, I'm not talking to you about what I read or what I, you know, heard other people talking about. I'm having a conversation with you today about my own personal experience of dealing with that. Okay. So, and all because of the color of my skin. Now, how ignorant and low vibration will that, beloved ones? You know, how ignorant and low vibration will that to judge a person because of the color of their skin? Then, because we are all children of God, all every being on this planet who have came here has experienced a different body. This is not your first time on the planet, beloved ones. If you, especially for you new folks who may not be aware, I'm sure a lot of your older people are into spirituality and metaphysics, so you know this is not your first rodeo. Okay, you've been here before, so you more than likely have come here as a Caucasian. You have come here as an American Indian. You probably have come here as an African. You've been here through in China. You have reincarnated in different body forms to be able to have the experience that you need in order to grow as a spirit. So, you know, if we really could teach reincarnation as a basic principle for in the religion aspect, we would not be having the crazy racist stuff that we see going on the planet now, because then all of us will wake up and realize that, hey, at some point, I'm going to come back in that form too. So do I want to be treated in that manner, in that way of being treated? You know, I heard an old Chinese man say that the American Indians of today were actually the soldiers who put them on the reservation. They had to come back and experience what it is they done to those people. So you should be very careful how you conduct yourself with judging and mistreating other people, because in your next incarnation, you may come back. And more likely, if you treated someone harsh, you more likely will come back in that other person's body and form, because you need to experience that because you didn't get it, okay? So you have to realize, beloved ones, that you have to be very careful about that. Thank God that people are awakening now. Thank God we are woke and we don't have to experience those days. I'm not saying that all this stuff that I'm talking about is changed in so much before. It has changed, and I'm living experience to tell you that it has changed, because I went from that experience of Jim Crow to where I'm in today, that I can speak and be myself and flow and go and do as I want to do based on my economic status of being able to do those things, okay? But some people are still caught in that old per damn shift. But it is what it is, and they are stuck in that three-dimensional thinking. But the shift is coming, and they're going to have to change, or they will no longer be on the planet, because the vibrations are going to be so high as we move into that fifth dimension of consciousness. Those who are living in that dense three-dimensional experience will not be able to physically stay in the vibration of a fifth dimensional way of life. So that will change, beloved one. So you don't have to worry about that. There's going to be a shift on the planet, and there is taking place. And like I said, those who are insist on remaining in that dense three-dimensional consciousness will not be able to survive, because the energy is going to be so vibrant, so high, and so in tune that there is no way they need to do that. So just remember, in your next incarnation, you may decide to be a Caucasian, or you may decide to be an African American. So be careful on how you judge and how you look at other people, because if not, you're going to come back and experience it yourself. So if you understand that and you know that, then you should all be about love. You should be loving everybody that you see, because you don't want to come back and have that experience of not being that person that you dislike, or those people you dislike. We are all God's children, you know, and this physical body you chose it, and you chose to come here as it is. So whatever you're experiencing, you chose it. So it doesn't really make a difference, because you made the choice to come here and do this and be this special person here. Each one of us have the DNA of God, and we are born with greatness. So regardless of what form you take or what body you choose to be in, you are great, beloved ones. You have greatness inside of you, so you can do things to be great. You were born with this greatness inside of you, and you're going to, it's going to always be inside of you, but you, some of us, are not allowing it to express itself. Why? Why are we holding back on the greatness inside of us? Because, beloved one, America and the world need your assistance. I don't have to remind you of what's going on in the country right now. You, not unless you've been sleeping on a rock for the last couple months or so, you would know that there's a lot of needs and a lot of ways that you can be helpful and be of assistance to those. There's so many situations going around that you can just, you know, in your own family, in your own communities, there's ways that you can go about bringing about change and where you can go and be assistance. So you will be doing more than just taking up space. And when I'm talking about leaving a legacy, I'm not saying that you have to be a Barack Obama or a John Lewis or any other famous person. You can have your legacy right in your own family, and you can rise above and be something special, okay? Because you are something special. So take action, beloved ones. Don't sit back and wait for someone else to see something, do something that you know can be done and needs to have change and need to make a difference. You remember, you came here to help serve humanity. So step up and start doing your part. Each one of us need to do our part in order to change it. There is no help coming from the hills, beloved one. It is going to be up to you, me, and all the other people out there listening to help bring this country back up to its normal high consciousness. We have got to collectively change. And what we're seeing now is the collective consciousness, believe it or not. And where all the chaos is going, because collectively, people are in that low vibration and frequency across the world. And so we're allowing and seeing all this unrest and all this upheaval going on. But in the whole process of that, it is still something that had to take place in order for us to be able to shift and move to that higher state of consciousness. Okay? We had to go through these changes. But it's the collective consciousness that's creating the change. Okay? It's the people, everybody, that energy is vibrating at such low vibration that we are allowing ourselves to be in this situation and allowing it to happen. But you, beloved ones, don't have to sit back and do nothing. You have the power to help. Like Mikey said, like Mike said, just do it. Nick and Nike said, just like do it. Like Michael Jordan, just like do it. You can do it. You got the ability to help bring about change, beloved one. So it is time. It is your time. You decide to incarnate it and be here in this chaotic time, because it is your time to help and step up and make a change. You think you're here just by accident? No. You're incarnated on planet Earth, and you're still alive, and you're still here at this particular time. It's because you need. It's just part of your growth process. What we are going through now is growth for each one of our spiritual growth, so we can go and make a difference. It's about you going and putting more positive energy in the atmosphere. It's about you doing your positive work of doing and helping to make a change. And you know what? You don't even have to go out of your house from one perspective to help make a change. If each one of us were to consciously raise our vibration and consciously recognize who we are and begin to project thoughts of wellness and prosperity and love out into the universe, we will see the shift take place without us taking even any physical action, pretty much so. But that's going to take from collectively. And to say that everybody will ever get on that page, I don't know about that one. But I do know that we can make a change. So if you're not sure what you need to do right now, start working on doing what you need to do for yourself to make you more dynamic and bring out the greater than you. Because once you begin to do that and to bring about that higher energy within yourself, you will be able to make a change. When you step out and you're feeling good about yourself and you knowing who you are, then you know that, hey, that other person that's going through a change is one of God's creatures as well, just that individual is growing, vibrating at a lower frequency. Beloved one, we have free choice. Although we are all gods and goddesses, the Creator gave us a free choice. So that means that you can do what you so desire to do. And for some reason, some people find themselves stuck at a low vibration because of the choices and decisions of their free will that have got them in the situation, or they're in situations that's allowing them to vibrate at their low energy. But they too can change. Never give up on people, because everybody has the right to change, and everybody has a right to be evolved. And so believe me, beloved ones, you can make a change. If you would have never been exposed to a situation if you did not have the ability to help make a change. When you see situations and things come in your life, and you recognize it as being not right, you recognize it being a problem, then that is the Creator is giving you insight to know that this is one of those growing moments where you step in and say, this is not right, I'm going to help, I'm going to do, I'm going to bring about a change. The beloved ones, we have to stop living in fear. We have to stop living in fear that, you know, too scared to step out, or scared to voice our voices and say, call wrong, you know, and not stand up for justice and not stand up for things that we know are right. We sit back and allow it to happen. I'm not asking anyone out there to put themselves in harm's way physically. I'm not asking you to do that. But I am asking you to take responsibility of your feelings, your mental and your spiritual energy inside of you that will help you to rise above and to conquer. And once you begin to understand who and whom you are, you will stop having fear about standing up, because you have a right to stand up. It is your duty to stand up to injustice and things that you see are not going right. That's how you grow. That's how you help make a change. If everybody sit back and just let wrong happen, then you know what's the problem going to be. And that's what we're seeing now. There's too many good people who are sitting on the sideline and saying nothing about the conditions that are taking place. And so that lower energy has a right to begin to feel it has control and begin to do more things to keep you in low vibration. But, beloved ones, I'm here to tell you today that you are dynamic, you have greatness inside of you, and you have a right to be able to stand up and do what you need to do, okay? Although I'm not asking any of you to do anything to harm yourself in any way physical. But sometime in the course of your life, sometimes there are situations that come up that you may have to involve yourself at that level. You see what I'm saying, beloved one? But, you know, if you find yourself in a situation like that and you don't know what to do and you're afraid to step into it, at least give prayer, okay? Just stop where you're at and pray for God to intervene into that situation. You know, Emmett Fox, a famous motivational spiritual leader, wrote a book called The Seven Keys. And in this book, he's telling people how when you see accidents on the road or see anything on the road, you can just say that I'm sending this love and vibration and seven keys to that spiritual being, okay, that other person that you're seeing suffering from something. But I'm telling you, beloved ones, if you're not willing to step in from the physical, at least be able to do a prayer, you know. And if you need to step in on the physical level, then you do what you need to do. Personally, myself, I cannot sit by and see someone abuse a child. I'm going to step in and get involved. I'm not going to sit by and watch some man beat, bruise, sexually assault another sister out there. I'm not one of them kind of guys that's not going to step by, sit back, and tolerate that without getting involved and not getting myself involved in that action, okay? I'm going to say this is wrong, and I'm going to do all I can do from a physical level to be able to change that situation. That's just me, okay? Now, everybody is different. You know, I'm ex-military, so I don't have no fear about that, and I know that I'm divinely protected by God. So if I'm doing the right thing, I'm stepping in when I see injustice, and I say, oh, no, you can't do that to my sister. You know, I don't care if it is her husband or whoever, her brother, if he's beating her and abusing her in the public or anywhere else, I'm going to say something. I'm not going to say that I'm going to get so physical, but I will if that's what it takes to save that person's life. I'm not going to sit by and watch that happen. So hopefully there's enough men folks out there that would step up and do the right thing too. Or sisters. Hey, some of the sisters out here are able to step in and intervene and say, hey, I'm not allowing you to do that to my sister. That's not going to happen, you know. There's ways to step in and not allow other people to be abused. So I'm telling you, beloved one, stand up for justice. Because when you stand up for justice, it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing that you decide to stand up and not allow evil and dark forces to dominate in the way that it has been. We don't need to do that. It is our job to bring about those changes. That will all be part of your legacy, beloved ones, that you stood for justice. You stood up and saw something and it was not right, and so you decide to step up and make a difference and say, I'm not tolerating this, I'm not allowing, because I know it's not right. That's how you build your legacy, beloved ones. That's how you step in and start doing what you need to do to be able to become more vibrant in your whole spirit. When you stand up for right, there's something that takes place in you that just propels you to a higher state of consciousness, beloved one. So I'm telling you, standing up for justice and being justice is a spiritual vibration that you would do in order to do that and be able to bring about those kind of things, okay? So that's a beautiful thing. Now, let's go on a little bit further more about, you know, what you can do to make sure you leave a legacy for your family, for your community, for society. See, many of us are full with creativity-ness. Some of you out there are so creative, it's almost a shame that you are not allowing it to come through. The question I'm asking, why are you not allowing your creativeness to be expressed? Why are you being selfish and not allowing the gift that God has given you to be expressed to the world? You know you have gifts and talented things that you can do that will be a uplift to your society, you know, whether it is singing, whether it is whatever it is that you need to be an orator, whatever you need to do to be something, that you're a painter, sometimes you're an actor, whatever it is. But all of us have a creative side inside of us, and you need to develop that creative side, because that's the gift God gave you to the world. Okay, that's part of your greatness. And most of the people who have these gifts, I have them even they have not had any specific training to it. They just automatically can do it. And that is a spiritual gift, beloved ones. It is a spiritual gift that one has and one can utilize to be able to raise their vibration to a higher level. Okay? I have a special needs grandson, And he came in with some real heavy things that had to be dealt with. He came in with cataracts on his eyes. They had to have surgery at 2 weeks, and with the conditions that you wouldn't even think that he would have made it a month. But they survived and was able to do it at 7 years old. His grandmother bought him a piano, a small piano. Do you know that this kid that we didn't think would survive, just started walking when he was about 6 years old, were able to go through that piano and play it as if he had had lessons, and if he had been here and had lessons before and did certain things, because that was one of his gifts. Regardless of what his body was going through, that was a spiritual gift inside of him. So, beloved one, all of us have that. All of us have their spiritual gift inside of us. And sometimes it may take longer to develop or longer to put off. And you know what, beloved ones? When you follow your spiritual gift, and a whole in society will make you more successful. You will be able to create more. You will be able to do more. You will be able to bring about changes on the planet, and you will be able to just vibrate at a high level when you follow your creative side. So many of us, you know, get caught up in the 9-to-5 work thing and get caught up in other stuff that's, you know, that takes us and kill our creativeness. We don't let it come. We don't let it come out, and we don't allow it to rise above what's going on inside of us, you know, because that creativeness never come through, beloved one. So we need to all bring forth that energy, God. We need to all bring forth that creative energy so it can help. Beloved one, the government capitalist business system in America is failing, okay? I'm just going to tell you flat out, the government, our government, and the capitalist system in America is failing us today. They really are. And we need to stand up and allow our light to come through so we can shift that. If we do not do that, we do not stand up and bring forth that energy, then we in America will become another Atlantis. Now, some of you may be aware about Atlantis, and you read about it, you heard about it, about Atlantis. Atlantis was a very productive world, very productive, very spiritual, very high energy society, even more advanced than we are now. They had flying cars and they had all kinds of stuff going on. But they allowed themselves to become so egotistical, and they allowed themselves to be so non-caring and begin to worship material things so much to the point where they forgot to take care of each other, and they forgot to be able to do what they need to do to help society, and just became selfish and caught up in their own selves to the point where they were not willing to support each other. And one day there were a major flood and just took planted away somewhere. It's out there somewhere in the Atlantic Ocean, somewhere at the bottom, you know, in that whole society. Thank God some of the people were able to get off of the continent before it went under, and they migrated to other parts of the world. And so that energy was able, some of the valuable things that was there was able to be taken into other aspects. So, beloved ones, I'm an optimist. So anyone who knows me would realize that, know that I'm an optimist. And so I traditionally want to be positive, think positive, but you have to deal with reality as well. You know, you have to be insightful to be able to see things happening. And sometimes when you are spiritual and you're in tune, the universe or the God force inside of you will reveal things to you. And sometimes the things, when you have the gift of intuitive intuition, you can't separate only to hear the things that you want to hear. You have to be able to embrace it all, okay? So having intuitive intuition or having that gift inside of you means that you're going to be exposed to all kinds of things and be able to, going to have to deal with that, okay? So you need it. If you decide to take on the aspect of being intuitive, you're going to bring about a lot of things that you understand, a lot of things that sometimes is going to be a little frightening for you, but you choose to do that. You know, and being positive and living a positive life is the best to do. You know what? There's a lot of people out here that have a lot of pessimistical thinking. They're very pessimistic and they're very low energy vibration. You know, it's all of you out here who are getting ready to be in a relationship or getting ready to be in a relationship, you know how do you tell whether you have a positive person or a negative person in your life? Do the water test. And when I said do the water test, get a glass of water and put it about and run the water about half middle in the glass and ask them how would they express this glass of water? And most people that are negative will say it's half empty. And the positive people will say it's half full. So if you want to test who you really have and whether the person around you is more tend to be positive or to negative, do the water test. I'll tell you, it worked, okay? So I just need to share that with you so you can have that as a little tool in your toolbox, okay? So, but anyway, now back to being – leaving something and leaving your legacy into society is that you have the control. You are in charge of what you do between birth and death. 100%. You cannot else for how your life turn out because you are the one that created it, beloved one. And for some of you, that's very hard for you to understand. And thank God my metaphysical and spiritual people out there know that they are creators of their own energy and space. So it's not that hard for them to accept and embrace the fact that wherever they find themselves at, wherever you are right now is where you are consciously. You are where you are consciously. All you got to do is look around in your environment and see what's going on. And that would tell you where you really are, what's really going on in your life, because you are creating it. You brought all this energy into your world. And so now you have to be able to realize and take responsibility. And the beautiful thing about that is that understanding, knowing that you can shift and change, knowing that you have that gift inside of you, knowing you have that free will to be able to change your life at whenever you want to, regardless of how low you have gone down, and decide that you can shift and change and bring yourself back up. There's hundreds of people who have actually lived in their cars, lived on the streets, did things and just really been in bad situations that was able to really shift their life and turn their life around and really become something dynamic. Steve Harvey, one of them, was homeless and left out there. Lots of other actors and a lot of other producers and people who have created things in their lives have at some point been homeless and lived in their cars and did what they did. But they did not allow it to be their life legacy. At some point, they shift and change and able to pull themselves up above that situation. So, beloved one, if you find yourself in a situation right now that is not to your liking and is not bringing you what you need as a spiritual being, then change it. You have the power to change your life. You have the power to ascend to a higher state of consciousness because you need to get ready anyway because we're shifting And so if you're not working on raising your vibration, you're going to get left or you're going to get taken off the planet. Okay? So, but right now, you can change your life. And you can change your life by changing how you are seeing things in the world, how you are feeling about things in the world, how you are mentally thinking about things in the world, and how you, what you are saying out of your mouth every day is part of controlling your world and creating your world. You heard the saying, there's power in the tongue? Well, beloved ones, there's power in the tongue. And that's a true statement. If you go about all day talking about how bad it is without having knowing that, yes, it is bad, but I can rise above it. I don't have to be a victim. I can be a victor and rise above this and think positive and do positive things to create positive energy in your mind, you know, through affirmations or prayers or listening to positive things, reading positive books to change and shift your thinking process, you're going to be in trouble. Then you're going to find yourself in that low vibration and not be able to pull yourself up because you know, some people you see, they're out on the streets and they live there and they die there. Unfortunately, you know, they die there. That's why it is said the sweetest music is not played. The sweetest music is not played in your life. No, let me just rephrase it. Most people go to their graves with the sweetest music unplayed. And what that simply means is that more people do not reach in and take out what they need or use their greatness in their lives. You know, they are said that if you want to know where the most talent is, where the most creativeness is, where the most invention is, go to the graveyard. Because there's so many people there who have died or who have made a transition and never really even brought those gifts out, never even allowed it to express itself. So, beloved ones, I don't want to see none of you having to go through your whole lifetime and not allow your creative energy to express itself. I don't want you to be one of the ones who go to your grave with the sweetest music not being played. I want you to bring that sweetness out now. I want you to bring it out and begin to express it and begin to utilize this gift that God has given you, this greatness that God has given you. God has given you the ability to rise above physical conditions. So, but you have to do it. You, beloved ones, have free will. And free will will help you to be able to determine what you're going to be able to leave in your legacy. Okay? Like I said earlier, everyone doesn't have to be an Obama because that's not your calling. You don't have to be a John Lewis or you don't have to be someone else who are Jesus Christ and made sacrifices. But you, beloved one, have a plan too. God has a plan for your life and God created you, so you have to step up and start utilizing that plan. Wake up to the plan and idea. You have greatness in you also, okay? And your legacy may not be one that the public will, but just in your family. Hey, you can be one of those people that, you know, was always there to assist and help. And when you make your transition, people say, hey, you know, so-and-so, was always a good person. They always helped. They always made a difference. They was always there for you. They were there. They give you whatever they need, and they had the ability to give. That's a legacy, beloved ones. You're leaving a legacy. A legacy is nothing more than what people will say about you when you make your transition, what you did while you were here. So you are the one who are in control of your legacy. You are the one who has the ability to bring your legacy to that high level. You have the ability to make a difference in society or just take up space and be average. You know, And I'm not saying nothing wrong with being average if that's what you choose to be. But God gave you greatness to be great, to be special, to rise above, and to ascend to a higher state of consciousness at all times. So why would you not allow that to express rather than the low energy that keep you grounded into low vibrations? Start expressing that higher energy inside of you, and when you do decide to leave the planet, you will leave a legacy of one who made a difference, one who went forth and helped and created society and made it a better place. You have that gift to do that, beloved one, and you can usually do that by your creative gifts that God give you. If you allow it to express, it will help you to rise above and also help each one of us to be part of that energy that you are expressing, because you can bring about vibrational energy that will help change the planet. So I'm just telling you, beloved ones, begin to focus on creating and leaving a legacy about your life. I mean, you know, if you're blessed and fortunate, you have the creative finances to leave and help your family out when you go, that's a legacy. Hey, you know, so-and-so did so much, and he helped, and he left us this financial blessing. That was his legacy, to leave his family in good shape. You know, I have a friend of mine that that's all he specialized in, and helping to people to create prosperity in their life and helping people to be able to overcome poverty. And that's what he feels that he's called to do. And that's a beautiful thing. So that would be part of his legacy. And you too have a legacy. It's just, how do you want it expressed? How do you want people to remember that which you were? What did you do to make a difference, beloved one? That's what you're going to be held responsible for. What did you do with your life to make your life on the planet? How did you raise your consciousness so you even made your life a better life, okay? You have the ability to do this. So you can leave a legacy just like John Lewis. And I'm not saying you need to be out there and be a beaten all that and stuff, civil rights movement, but I'm saying we all have a legacy. We all will leave. You're going to leave a legacy either way. You're going to leave a legacy of saying you were just average and you took up space and you didn't do nothing much with your life and you just allowed life to happen to you. Okay? People will say that. Or they can say, hey, you know, I am so blessed that so-and-so came through my life and touched me, and that person was able to help lift me up or help bring me to a higher state in my life and made a difference. And he created something. He invented something that helped humanity as a whole. He was there to, he spoke up when he saw things not going right. So he was able to help to bring about change and make our society better. Yes, I said to you before that, yes, you came here to evolve as a soul and to grow as a soul. Also, you came here to help make a difference in society. You came here to serve society. You came here to serve. You are God's eyes, ears, and feet. God uses ordinary people like you and I to do amazing, great things. You just have to be willing to say yes to the call when it is there. You have to learn to listen to that still voice of God to tell you to go and do what you need to do to make a change. God will always give you the courage to do things that you see is right. And you will always lead you in the path of a highway if you choose to do that. But the thing about it, beloved one, you have free will, and you are the one that makes decisions what you're going to do, how you're going to leave your life, and what you're going to do with your life. Okay? But I just want to let you know that you can make a difference. You are important, and you came here to make a difference. So, and the world needs you now more than ever. Ever. You are needed to raise your vibrations and raise your energy. Like I said, you may not be able to go out of your door and do something in some kind of special way, but if you just constantly work on developing your spiritual energy where you can project and send out positive thoughts and positive things, you're going to help make a difference. So there's no excuses, beloved ones, for you not to leave a legacy of doing something great in the world or being helpful in some kind of way. So take charge. Make up your mind that you are going to make a difference in your life, your family's life, and in society. That you are going to help bring about a change to raise us out of this muck and mire that we are seeing in society today. To help bring us out of this three-dimensional density and into that higher state of fifth-dimensional thinking and consciousness. You, beloved ones, have to play your part. We all have to play a part. So I'm grateful that you took time today to come and hear and listen and understand. Hopefully you have been awoken in some way that you are able to see that you have the ability to help, because God knows we need your help. Like I said before, there's no help coming from the hills other than the help that we people are going to make doing the difference between you and God. You can change. You can bring about the change. God is inside of each one of us, and God is never going to forsake you or leave you. So you can use your God power to help bring about a change. Just tap in. Say, God, how can I help? How can I be of more assistance? And what should I do to help bring about change in humanity, God? What's my job? What's my best? And he will reveal to you what it is, okay, that you need to do and how you need to do it, okay? And when I say he, I mean I'm thinking of God in the term of the universal God force. God is masculine and feminine, all in one, okay? So it's Father, Mother, God, okay? So God will always be there to assist you. So we need your help. And I pray that each one of you will find a way to dig in and bring about help. So, again, I thank you for stopping by. Let's close out with a prayer. And for all of you who have not had an opportunity to visit my website, please do so. It's theholisticministry.com, D-T-H-E, holistic with an H, ministry.com. Okay? So, let's pray. Father, Mother, God, we thank you for another wonderful day. We thank you, God, for bringing us the word of knowledge. We thank you, God, for allowing us to be able to hear. We thank you, God, that we will begin to work on developing our legacy. We will begin to bring our legacy into full fruition, that when we make our transition, we will have left and did something of importance to humanity, into society, and into our own lives, and into our families. We made a difference, because we know that each one of us have the ability to do that, and we know that you have given us the power to do that. So we will tap in and begin to understand our power, that we can make a difference, and that we are going to make a difference. So we say, God, we are so grateful, and we pray that each one of these beloved beings will have a wonderful and positive week, and be able to be safe and be healthy. Thank you, God, for divine health, divine energy, and divine love. We are so grateful. We are so grateful. We are so grateful. And so it is. Thank you, beloved ones. See you next week. Have a wonderful week. Stay positive. Stay happy. Stay peaceful. Stay loving.